This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient name is James. Last name is Latimer, L-A-T-I-M-E-R. Date of birth is 1-2-1971. Date of evaluation is 8-19-2023. HPA history page. Complaint psychiatric follow-up for management of psychosis. Recent reports of increased delusional thinking, comma, yelling, cursing, threatening staff. History of present illness. This is a 52 years old male with a long standing history of mental illness. Period. Patient is familiar to our service. He has multiple medical problems, including traumatic amputation at level between knee and ankle, right lower leg, history of gangrene, hypertension, diabetes, and schizophrenia. Patient's chart indicates that he was recently sent to ER for, quote, yelling, cursing, threatening staff, period, unquote. Patient was making statements like, quote, writer would end up dead like Miss Davis, unquote. Patient was discharged back to a nursing home without any interventions. During my evaluation, he was rambling, suspicious, delusional. Period. He recognized that he got into with a nurse, unquote. Patient has denied the need to be on an antipsychotic medications, believing that he will be doped. Peter, in fact, he believes that he's already being doped with the current medications for diabetes and hypertension, period. During my evaluation, he kept on complaining about, quote, noise coming outside the door, unquote. He has a music playing on his phone. Period. He has very limited insight into his psychiatric illness. And exhibits poor judgment. Next paragraph. He denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. Next paragraph. Internal medical, social, family history, date of last visit 4/14/2023. Next paragraph, review of medical, family, social history indicates no changes since last visit as noted above, except as listed below. Now, next paragraph. Medical record, lab, diagnostic test review, catheter format, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page. Number one, no psychotropic medication. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non grooming, fair motor movements, right below the knee, amputation, stature, lying, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, uncooperative, irritable, affect constricted, mood, angry, speech, rambling thought processes, illogical, suicidal self-acceleration, denied any intent or plans to harm anyone, psychotic symptoms of disorganized thinking, paranoia, and delusional thoughts, part of knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation, person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal attention, concentration, poor memory, recent with the normal. Next paragraph, assessment plan, paranoid schizophrenia, F20.0. Plans, start patient on paliperidone, 3 milligram once a day to stabilize psychotic symptoms. Period. He vaguely consented to use of paliperidone. PA does not seem to be open for any long-acting IM antipsychotics. Here, there's a good chance that he might not take the medication as prescribed. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph. Please send patient back to hospital if he exhibits behaviors indicative of dangerousness to self or others. Next paragraph, social worker to explore possibility of finding an alternative placement. Next paragraph, procedure code 99309, end of dictation.